Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. A national tragedy that was covered very carefully here in the United States because it's rare that a great white shark takes on a swimmer or a surfer, and it's even more rare when that surfer dies. What happened, Jeremy?
Well, John, this happened in South Australia, approximately 160 kilometres west of Adelaide, and it's a relatively remote part of the peninsula, which is a peninsula in South Australia, which is mostly rural areas, has a lot of coastline, a lot of beachline, and it's basically a place where you don't get a lot of people, not even a lot of tourists. And what unfortunately happened this week was in one rural community at a very isolated beach, a poor old surfer there who was just surfing with his mates, a 15-year-old, was taken by a shark and killed. So sadly, this is something that is relatively rare still in South Australia, but still does occur. But the problem is that it's occurring with more frequency. So this was actually the third shark attack in 18 months. And the craziest part was this swimmer, the 15-year-old kid, he was fairly close to shore, within 50 to 100 metres, witnesses are saying. So what we've seen is what's believed to be a great white shark based on witness testimony and the injuries to the body, very close to shore. So we're kind of reeling in some ways about this because I grew up in South Australia. I remember the shark warnings and do remember the sporadic shark attacks. But, John, this is a tragedy not only because a 15-year-old lost his life, but also it's an unpredictable attack. The sharks seem to be more aggressive and, for whatever reason, attack this poor boy on his surfboard. So it really is a tragedy, and sadly, hopefully, it's something that we can explain soon enough.
I've done coverage of great whites off of California and off of New England, especially in the Nantucket and Cape Cod region. And what I learned is that great white sharks don't want to mess with humans. That's bad news. There's nothing there for them. However, they do feed on seals, especially the seals of New England and the seals of California. So what can happen is a great white shark mistakes a human for a seal. Is that possible in this attack instance?
This is very, very possible. In fact, seals or a lot of seal and other large marine animals do live around that part of the South Australian coastline. In fact, there are also a lot of porpoises and a lot of dolphins. So a lot of, I guess you could say, marine life that looks dark. And this poor kid, he was actually wearing a dark black wetsuit. So for all intents and purposes, he likely did look like a seal to that shark at the time. So this is one avenue that the scientists believe is possibly true in this case, but they are doing a thorough examination of the attack and just trying to find out why he was attacked.
The weather is our next story about creatures in the weather. Hail storms, as millions of Australians, reads the copy from Channel 9, as millions of Australians battle wild weather, there are many hidden victims of the crazy conditions. A massive Christmas Day hailstorm turned a small town white, left hundreds of native Aussie animals injured. What happened, Jeremy? Where did this happen?
Oh, this was crazy, John. This was down in Victoria. And what happened was there was a hailstorm that went through. And I mean, hailstorms, as we discussed, are very rare for this time of year. And the hail was level size. It did a lot of damage. However, what happened is that as the rescue workers, as basically the council workers got out there into the field to start repairing all the damage, they noticed a lot of sulfur-crested cockatoos in particular. So these are large white birds that, you know, are around Australia this time of year. The summertime, they tend to come out and fly around. They tend to be in the trees. They were actually dead on the ground. And originally, the cleanup crews couldn't figure it out. They thought maybe hunters had shot them or maybe they died of disease. But when they looked closely at it, what had actually happened was, as the hail came down, they were being hit by the hailstones. The hailstones were so large and so heavy and were traveling at such a speed that they were actually killing the birds. And apparently this is a phenomenon that occurs in Australia from time to time, but normally not en masse like this. There were literally dozens and dozens and probably hundreds of birds that are still finding more in the cleanup that have been killed by hail. So this is a strange story, John. This is something I think that this unique weather that we're getting in Australia could only bring right now. But the intense hail that's coming down is actually killing our wildlife, sadly, our birds.
Corella, what is it again? It's a Corella what? What is the kind of bird?
It's a the ones they found were sulfur-crested cockatoos, but they're very similar to Corella, so they're very probably about a foot wingspan or a foot and a half wingspan. So you can imagine these aren't small birds, so it does take, I guess, a little bit more force to kill rather than a smaller bird. But it's sad to see them because they are a staple of the Australian landscape, and to think that hail is able to kill them so quickly, it's just unheard of.
And Christmas without a snake is not Christmas at all in Australia. Jeremy and I were talking beforehand, the 12 days of Christmas, and instead of a partridge at the end, you have a snake in a Christmas tree. How did this happen? Is this a send-up by somebody? Is this legitimate?
It almost is, John. It's almost an annual event now. And of course, that again happened in our great state of Queensland. In fact, it was only just north of Brisbane, our capital city in Queensland, in a place called Moreton Bay. Moreton Bay is a very tropical area. It's got a lot of lush greenery, and it's certainly a tropical paradise if you're looking for a jungle-like lifestyle. But the house that it happened to was in the middle of a suburb. And what happened again was the family had gone out Christmas shopping. They'd come home, as we hear with so many stories, and looked at their Christmas tree, just, enjoying the view, when suddenly the father noticed that at the very top of the tree, the actual star had tipped over 90 degrees. And he thought, oh, that's a little bit odd. What could possibly go wrong there? Anyway, he had a closer look. What had tipped it over was basically a green tree snake. And it was only about a foot and a half long, so it's not a huge python we're talking about. But this little critter had managed to wrap itself up around the tree, pulled the star over. And so as the father went in closely and grabbed his camera, luckily, so we could all see it, this thing popped its head out and basically revealed itself. Luckily, the green tree snake that it was, it's not venomous. They do have a little bite, but they tend not to hurt humans. And it was very, very easily dealt with a local snake catcher. Again, the Sunshine Coast snake catcher that we tend to talk about so often on the show, he was able to deal with it. But again, it's a snake in a Christmas tree. What else would you have on any Aussie Christmas, John?
So the snake went to the top of the tree and knocked over the star. That's what he did.
It did. And it looks like the way that it wrapped itself around it probably not only knocked it over from the other side, it actually pulled it down as well. So it's just amazing. And that, I guess in some way, it testifies just how strong these little snakes are, because you can imagine it's only really about maybe half an inch in diameter, but it had the body strength to actually pull over a star, which is made of plastic and a little bit of metal wire, and pulled it over quite significantly. So yeah, you got to watch these little critters, especially these snakes, John. They not only bite you, but they will probably damage your house.
So this is a Christmas tree snake. It happens every year. People get Jeremy, yes, Australia. All right, go swimming. There's a great white shark. Stay on land. You're pelted by tennis-sized hail. And when you go home with your Christmas presents, there's a snake trying to pull the star off the top of the tree. Jeremy, that's the exotic world of Australia. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. We're going to turn to cricket next. One more time, Australia sets us up by falling behind. And then, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.